job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Now that we have your undivided attention, let's go to James with a traffic blurb.
Hey, guys. Hi. Slap out, right where Lightwood Road ends there at the boys' store, there's been a power company truck hit a car, and they've got the jaws of life trying to open up the car. It's pretty bad.
Jeez.
Sorry to hear that.
Anyway, I just want to let y'all know that.
We appreciate it. Thank you
very much.
Wow.
Certainly.
All right, update on Rich's forecast first, today being January 14th.
Today is January 14th, National Dress Up Your Pet Day. If you've never put clothing on your furry friend, you should. It's the cat's pajamas. Literally, have a dapper National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Arrests are announced in Iran over the shooting down of a passenger plane last week. A spokesman for Iran's judiciary not saying who was arrested or for what exactly.
The announcement coming amid a wave of protests. Iranians angry at both the shooting down of the plane and suspicions of an attempted cover-up in the days that followed. President Hassan Rouhani suggesting establishing a special court to try suspects, saying this is not an ordinary case. The entire world will be watching.
Fox's Simon Owen. Louisiana State wins college football's national championship, beating Clemson 42-25.
Joe Burrow, the star of the show for LSU, 463 passing yards to go with 5 touchdown passes, finishing the season with a new FBS record of 60. LSU finishing their season 15-0, only the 4th team in college football history to complete that feat.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. America's listening to Fox News.
What other team did it?
Alabama.
Memories. Rich is next. Random facts coming up.
Rise and shine, everyone. Your day has begun. Listen, you oversleeper. You'll find yourself off to work running late. Can't you hear your alarm clock? Get up lazy. You oversleeper. You sleepyhead. You oversleeper. Try to be on time. You oversleeper. Get up out of bed. Get up out of bed.
We've been on the air for over an hour. You missed anything?
No.
Well, guess what? You're wrong.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Got stuff that has to be done today. Get it done early because I've been showing people in the studio here. Yeah. You see that big massive rain?
That is a lot.
Future radar shows it. That's our future today. We're going to be in and out of some heavy downpours again, much like we were yesterday. Some of us had some pretty... What did you end up with? 2.83 last time we checked in Prattville on
Storm
total rainfall?
As the night... Because the night kept going.
Yep.
You'd already gone to sleep.
Yeah.
So by the time this all settled... a full day's rain worth, it was 3.30.
Amazing. That's Prattville rain.
Yeah.
And about an inch and a half. You and I had probably an inch and a half.
Yeah, it was a little behind yours, but yeah. It was over an inch, about
right.
An inch and
yeah.
A tenth, I think.
So periods of showers and thunderstorms today, locally heavy downpours. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. We're in a marginal severe weather risk. I'm not sure I'm buying what they're selling, but I suppose it's possible. Spring-like warmth today, mid-70s, mid-60s tonight. So even the nights are amazing. This is like April. With upper 70s tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Could see a little break in the action late week. Could be an isolated shower Thursday.
Thursday, I suppose. A little, we'll back off on the temperatures to the 60s Friday, dry. More showers and thunderstorms, 70s on Saturday, much cooler Sunday. Right now, this morning, I'm checking the current conditions. Last time we looked, we were at 69 degrees at the top of the hour, last hour, and right now, Danley Field is at 68 at 7:08.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We've been hearing about a lot of accidents this morning. Unfortunately, we just heard about another one. Let me talk to you about our friends at Montgomery Paint and Bodies, because if you are in some sort of mishap, doesn't have to be an accident. Oh, gosh, that is a terrible feeling, isn't it? I mean, gosh, that feeling in your stomach when it happens, and then you're thinking all these thoughts come to your head. You got to call the police. You got to call the insurance company. But you do know that Montgomery Paint and Body is going to be the folks that take care of your car meticulously. I love to watch them survey the car when you bring it in, because I'm wondering what's going through their mind. What are they seeing that I'm not seeing? They're thinking about hidden damage that you're not thinking about. They're very meticulous, and they have been. They've been in business for over 35 years, and the Turners are going to take care of you. And by the way, when you get the car back, it's also going to be detailed, so a big old smile will come on your face when you see, is that my car right there? They're located on the just off the boulevard on the East Shirley Lane. Phone number's easy. And you know, when you get an accident, you're trying to remember, what is the phone number? It's easy. 27-REC-WITH-A-W. 27-REC-WITH-A-W. Montgomery Paint and Body. The folks that will fix your car as good as new and possibly maybe better.
There is not one, probably two convoluted intros to random facts. Jay, I would just like to ask you one personal question.
Oh, personal? Okay.
Yeah. I need the first names of your mom and dad.
Jerry
and Faye.
Just want to make sure I got them right. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Thank you. Maybe there's a hint there.
Yep.
It is 7:09. We have your local news. Get your note-taking devices handy. When we do start random facts, you'll have a chance to play and win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz based on random facts.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Senator Clyde Chambliss of Prattville is pushing to repeal the state's 4% grocery tax in the upcoming legislative session. Right now, money from the tax is used to fund the state's education systems. He says he is researching how to replace the money generated from the tax. The Montgomery County School Board is expected to vote on Life Academy's charter school proposal tonight. That vote will happen tonight at a special called meeting at MPS headquarters. And no arrests after a man was shot and killed in Montgomery over the weekend. Montgomery police say 32-year-old James McCord was found shot to death in his car in the 5900 block of Monticello Drive Sunday afternoon. Police are investigating what may have led up to the shooting. Call Crime Stoppers if you have any information. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It is a thrill. I love this show.
You're telling me a big fat lie.
I was hoping for funny, crazy.
I will get on stage on Broadway, and I will reenact the rantings of Charlie Sheen one day.
Think you can replace me with some other guy? Go ahead. It won't be the same.
'Tis mightiest in the mightiest.
Do not bring Shakespeare into this.
You're so smart.
Oh, really? Well, so are you.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties.
First, on behalf of our entire team at AKD, I'd like to wish you all a Happy New Year. We trust you enjoyed your holidays and wish you a blessed and successful 2020. I'd also like to extend a sincere thank you to all of our customers for your patronage and loyalty over the past 33 years. Whether it's printing shirts for our Alabama and Auburn fans, or designing that perfect gift for your school or business, delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price is what we do best. And we hope that you continue to give us that opportunity for years to come. You can find us in Montgomery at 277-8433, in Prattville at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And please remember, AKD is your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, a star is born. On January 14, 1915, the world welcomed little baby Mark Goodson. When the Family Feud and Price is Right creator was born, his mother asked, "Is it a girl?" "Sorry, Mom. Survey says it's a boy." Mark Goodson, a star is born.
And now,
here's the good son of Jerry and Faye Scott with today's
random facts.
Jerry and Faye Scott. That's not my last name, but okay.
I know that.
That's still fun to think of.
Yeah. He was using poetic license.
He was. I still liked it, though. It was good. That was really good. Thank you for the intro.
And I meant it, too.
Did you know? Goodson. The longest reigning monarch in British history, Queen Elizabeth II, is the first, her and Keith Richards, going to outlive us all.
I always love that. Anybody and Keith Richards.
Yeah, exactly. She is the first British monarch to have a sapphire jubilee, marking 65 years of reign. There were no public celebrations for it. She spent the day in quiet reflection and undertaking official work.
Like booting Meghan and Harry out of the family.
More than likely, the other things were going. What would be the equivalent here of that?
Jeez, the stuff she has gone through.
Yeah,
and endured.
I mean, with Di and
Then
the Queen has faced many a challenge.
Yeah,
but what would be the equivalent? What would happen over here to be the equivalent of what's going on over there? How big a deal that is to them over there?
I'm going to give you one, but I'm not doing this for political purposes.
Right.
I think you're about to see a family situation of similar proportions erupt with Joe and Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
Because Joe's either going to have to disown him or watch him go to jail. And that, it's different, but.
Yeah.
Would it be if a president had a divorce while in office?
That's happened.
It has happened?
Wait a minute.
I can think of a couple that should have happened.
No.
Ow.
I think there was some quiet separations, but yeah, you're right. Probably that didn't happen while they were president. Yeah.
All right. Did you know there are microscopic living things in solid rock to 7 kilometers deep? They're called endoliths. Which is now going to make me lisp on everything.
That's right.
Because it's endolith.
These endoliths, what kind of rocks are they indigenous to?
So little energy is available that they undergo cell division once every 100 years. And some may only divide once every 10,000 years.
That's a long time to wait for cell division.
It is. Feels like waiting for your microwave food to cool off so you can eat it. Did you know Al Capone's ledgers, which led to his conviction,
yes,
were actually inadmissible in court because the statute of limitations had expired, but Al Capone's lawyers were not competent in criminal tax law, they did not object to the admission.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
I wonder how long they lived.
Yeah, exactly.
When that became known.
Exactly. They're swimming with the fishies now. So it was a bean counter that finally got Al Capone. They tried everything.
Yep. And tax evasion.
Yep.
Was it?
Right.
Of course, there's another movie. We're talking about how war movies overdo it. The Untouchables kind of went a little Hollywood on that story, too.
Of course.
I remember that theme song. Pretty cool. Who was the main guy on the...
Are you talking about the TV show or the movie?
I'm talking about the movie with Kevin Costner.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about the TV show.
TV show with Robert Stack.
Robert Stack. That's exactly right.
Robert Stack was... I mean, he was the absolute best.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Pour all the light you can onto that, that runway.
Yep.
Did you know that a sloth can hold its breath for up to 40 minutes? That's four times longer than a dolphin can do it. They sleep for 15 hours a day, and their internal organs, like the heart, the spleen, the liver, they're all arranged to accommodate living upside down, because sloths like to hang from trees.
Yeah.
The grip of a sloth, by the way, is so strong that when they die, they sometimes remain hanging on to those trees.
I did not know that.
Another little side fact about sloths, they avoid most fruits at all costs because the high sugar content of the fruit combined with their very slow metabolism would pretty much make them drunk and they would die of alcohol poisoning.
Well, there's one other thing about sloths you kind of overlook.
Oh, cheats and liars.
We've all known that.
Did you know the Great Pyramids of Giza maintain a constant 68 degrees Fahrenheit temperature inside, even during summer months?
They thought of everything, didn't they, when they built those
things? I know. Why don't we do that here? Just build, you know, our houses, like the pyramids. Did you know that Audie, I guess it's pronounced Audie, right? Yeah.
Audie Murphy?
No. Audie the car.
That's what
Audie,
I thought. Yeah.
No. Hey, they've got one for under $5,000 at Jack Ingram.
Well, let me tell you, if you buy one in India, it'll be a little bit different. They had to use more durable horns in Indian market cars, as the normal horns would have been unable to cope with the amount of honking that Indian drivers do.
Oh, really?
It's a lot, apparently. Did you know the oldest continuously ongoing company in the world is a construction company in Japan? They specialize in Buddhist temples. They were established in 578 CE it is as old as the time when Buddhism was introduced into Japan in 538. In 2007, after 1,429 years in business.
4,000?
1,429 years in business, they ran out of money.
Oh, they're out of business now?
Apparently, yes.
I love this spot. We're going out of business sale. We've been around for 1,200 years, 1,400 years.
Wasn't there a company here that did that for years?
They kept going out of business? Was it a furniture?
Something like
furniture.
That.
It was
furniture.
McClendon Furniture.
Yes, they kept going out of business.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I stopped having sympathetic feelings after a year of, okay, so... Like, get it over with.
Right. I did so many live broadcasts. Right. It's all got to go.
That's right.
We're in week 17. It's all got to go. I mean, it keeps coming in, but then it's all got to go. Did you know, in 2014, Cormorant Village in Minnesota elected a dog named Duke as their mayor?
Remember this story.
Duke received all 12 votes in that year's election.
Where?
Cormorant Village.
In what state?
Minnesota.
Well, any state that would elect Rashida Tlaib, I guess. Or no, what's her name? Ilhan Omar.
Yeah.
I'll take the dog.
There's Duke.
Oh, look at Duke. Looks a little hammered.
Well, you know, it was his inauguration ceremony.
Ah, well, yeah. Gotta celebrate.
He went on to serve four full terms as mayor for the township of 1,039 people. His duties included hanging out at the local pub, hence the expression on his face, and keeping the riffraff out. Old Duke. God, he's a cute one. Did you know the loneliest place in North America? It is Stannard's Rock Lighthouse.
Where?
I will look that up for you. This comes from LakeSuperior.com. So
okay. Well,
that might give you an idea.
That's all I need to know. It's in Michigan or Wisconsin, but probably Michigan.
Yeah.
In the UP.
UP?
Let's see.
For ice cream. Any,
yeah, it's certainly among the most dramatic of any on Lake Superior. Yeah, that's where it's at.
Yep.
It's a once-manned lighthouse 70 miles from land. Most of the lightkeepers there did not last very long. There was as it says here, violent northwest storm sent 30-foot waves smashing into the tower.
Whoa.
And spray would cascade over the lantern room 110 feet above the lake, pounding the tower violently enough to knock cans off shelves and plates from tables. In 1913, the entire tower was encased in 12 feet of ice.
Whoa.
By a vicious, and this is called a North Gagger?
I've never heard that one.
That one, I haven't heard that phrase.
I have never heard of a North Gagger.
No, and I'm from the Great Lakes.
It took a 12-man rescue team with axes and steam lines a week to free the keepers out of the lighthouse.
Wow, North Gagger.
I don't want to look up what is a gagger, but I want to look up what is a North.
Well, while you're doing that,
gagger.
Oh, we'll take a break.
We got everybody competing for a $10 free dollar gift certificate. Right.
Let the good sun rest.
I'm kind of tempted here. because I have the specials that end today, and I also have the specials that begin tomorrow. So I could give you kind of like today's and then a sneak preview. But the thing you need to remember about any of the three food outlet locations is it's cost plus 10% at all three. So you're going to save on everything. They just do a great group of specials. This week, if you're in need, the $3.99 a pack at the chain stores, Oscar Mayer bun length wieners, two packs for $3 at Food Outlet. The 48-ounce box of Tennessee-style sausage patties, which are really, really good, $5.88. That's for a 48-ounce package. Coeur d'Alene pork chops are $1.45 a pound, and a sirloin tip roast. I just watched an episode of Andy Griffith. Rant B made it seem all fancy on a weekday because they were having roast beef. Well, at $2.86 a pound, you can have a fancy roast beef dinner tonight if you stop by Food Outlet today at $2.86 a pound. Three locations, Millbrook on Highway 14, on Main Street in the Preferred Community West of 31, and I'll see you Sunday morning. I'm taking pictures in the chicken department there for a certain dog so she knows she hasn't been forgotten. And that's on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 724, part two of Random Facts. Next.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier up above Wetumpka on the old U.S. 231 at Central Plank Road. Hopefully that one is out of the way now. We've got a new accident in Slapout right in front of the Piggly Wiggly. That's a pretty travel little area this time of the morning. Use caution there. In Montgomery, we have an accident on Highway 331 at Hyundai Boulevard as you head into the city. Light to moderate traffic on the boulevard now, and we're kind of busy on the East Boulevard around I-85. I-65 and 85 through Montgomery, moderate to heavy traffic at times right now. They're all rolling at the speed limit, though, in every direction at the interchange downtown. No issues there. Buckle up, drive carefully, and keep it here for more traffic info. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God,
Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Burns supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I deeply hate my job. I don't know what I'm doing. I think that's why I try to lose an hour of each day by pooing. I spend the rest, save lunchtime, just regretting why I came. Both at my desk and in the stall, my product is the same.
It's National Poetry Day.
And now,
there once was a man from Nantucket who did
random facts.
That was haiku.
I heard, yes. Good job.
Nice job.
Did you know about 90% of the population is right-handed?
Yep.
While the remaining 10% are either left-handed or some degree of ambidextrous. Though people with true ambidexterity, which means they really have no dominant hand at all, they only make up about 1% of the population.
Like that pitcher, Pat Vendette, I think is his name in baseball, that can throw from either side.
He could go from, he could go both ways?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Stop. Just stop.
Slide, Pat.
So, you're a Southpaw, right?
I am a Southpaw, yeah.
So is Mrs. Ritterbuttle.
Yeah, she's left-handed as well. Many left-handers, it says here, exhibit some degree of ambidexterity from being used to doing things right-handed as a child. You want to know why? Because that's the way the world was built.
Right.
It was built for right-handers.
It sure was. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. That's got to really be
difficult. I don't think that's the right attitude to take. It's the world is built for normal people, and then
normal people. Exactly. That's the right attitude. Yes. The desks with the little armrests.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought
was
about
always
that.
Right-handed, oh, so man. Us lefties were like dangling off the side.
That probably goes on and on and on that list.
Wow. Think about using a spiral notebook where your hand rests on the spirals, not on the side of the page.
That's why you got all those curves up and down your forearm.
Huh? From the spiral,
embedded
yes.
Embedded spirals.
Yes. Gotta figure out what you're saying.
The curves.
I don't know what I'm saying. Don't ask
me. Yeah. There's that. The amount of ink or pencil lead you would get on your hand because you have to write this way.
Right.
Instead of...
Are you saying that pencils are sharpened for the right-handed world?
I don't actually know how you fix that, actually. I think I think the way you fix that is you write from the bottom rather than... I'm trying to do a visual aid here on the radio. It's very tough. I know Rich is looking at me, but when you write like this, your hand will go across.
Mm-hmm.
But if you write here, like this, under it... Yeah. It doesn't necessarily get you as bad.
Aren't there a lot of left-handers who have learned to write with their right hands?
I had to once just when I broke my arm. I had to learn how to use my right hand.
You know, I've never broken anything that disabled my writing hand.
Well,
that's fell down a ditch of some sort tough. When I was in first
son of
grade.
A ditch.
Your writing hand? Yeah. You learn to adapt.
Did you see what he just did?
Yeah, he was doing the tomahawk chop.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
You
He's a Braves fan.
You learn to adapt.
Moving on to our final random fact. Did you know, I think I've done this one before, but in case I haven't, some other people might be interested to know this. The Beatles.
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
There's
Cheyenne.
The Beatles. Their success contributed to the development of the CT imaging technique.
What?
The revenue from their record sales enabled EMI to invest further in research, leading to the creation of the first CT scanner.
Wow. I had no idea.
The first comment is a lyric. Which lyric do you think it is?
Got me.
When I'm 64.
I'm looking through you.
Oh.
Did you go? Because of a CT scanner.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's really good. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Anyway, I think that's... Let's see. CT scanner. 1951, he started working for Electric and Music Industries Limited, later known as EMI, where he developed an interest in computers. EMI also was in the music industry and held a number of subsidiary record labels because of the Beatles. They had enough money to invest in that research.
And what record label were the Beatles on in the United States, primarily?
Capitol, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
With, obviously, the exception of VJ Records right. that put out that first album.
Mm-hmm.
They built that Capitol Corn Cob out in Hollywood, which is kind of a cool building.
That is interesting, the way that is shaped.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a landmark.
It was built with Beatles bucks.
Those are your random facts.
Beach Boys helped out there, too.
A little bit, yeah.
732. We are at the 14th, so if that number sounds familiar, yeah, I realized earlier today this is my on-air anniversary. But happy it's also a month from Valentine's Day now.
Yeah.
So it's closing in, and you're starting to feel that pressure to, I mean, don't wait till the last minute. If you do, if you have no other choice, Brian Jewelry is still your best bet. But I recommend you visit soon because you can talk to Lynn and Kenny and get the scoop from them on what they might suggest for the person you're shopping for. You provide them the information, they give you the ideas. And when they talk ideas, they also talk things that they can create from scratch. They're working on something for me now, and I will put it on Facebook when it's done. But I can't wait to give it to Janelle. It'll be later in the year. If you go to their website, brianjewelry.com, first thing you see is join our club. Sign up for members-only savings. Enjoy $100 off your first purchase of $200 or more. And then visit their online selection. That's how Janelle shopped for her stuff at Brian Jewelry, and she was not disappointed. And just as an example of things, she had picked out this little rope necklace with beautiful stones, got that, and when I went to pick it up, Lynn said, you know, there's earrings that match that necklace. I don't know. So I looked at him and I said, perfect, I'll buy those. And I surprised Janelle with those at Christmas, and she absolutely loves them, wears them to work just about every day. They can, you know, they've got almost 6.5 decades of experience there. So these are people that are used to dealing with panic customers looking for that perfect gift at the last minute. But don't wait. Get to Brian Jewelry, if not today, maybe this weekend. They're open Monday through Saturday at 1778 East Main in Prattville, or browse online at brianjewelry.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
I know. I didn't really decide. I was going to go out on my own, but I don't think I'll do that.
I'll have some jelly while we're waiting.
I know. I we'll just go with this one. There was a dog elected mayor of a town in Minnesota.
That's a good question.
What was the name of the dog?
Name that dog.
Name that dog. I was originally going to go. I was tossing between the dog or what were the names of my parents.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
That is a good one.
What do you want to do?
You
want to give him a choice?
If you think that's a good one, go for it.
All right, here's what we'll do. The dog's name is the primary question. Yes. I'm not afraid to invest in this show.
Oh, my God.
If you have Jay's mom and dad's name, I will give you in cash this dollar bill. To add to your $10.
So to add to that, yes.
So there it is. The money is on the table, and we're waiting for your call at 272-9228.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic having a rough morning up above Wetumpka. We had an accident earlier on the old U.S. 231 at Central Plank Road. Now we've got a second accident just past that one on up on 231. Use caution there. We also had an accident earlier this morning in Slap Out right near the Piggly Wiggly. You guys drive safe and buckle up that way. Here in Montgomery, we've got pretty heavy traffic on the boulevard now, especially East Boulevard on both sides of I-85, East South Boulevard from Troy Highway to Baptist. We're still got an accident ongoing on Highway 331 at Hyundai Boulevard. I-65 and 85, very heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. A slowdown inbound on 85 southbound at Mount Meigs to about Chantilly Parkway, and very congested on I-85 at the Northeast Boulevard. Use caution, drive carefully this morning. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, we've added an extra element of drama to our $10 food out of the pop quiz because I have a dollar I will add to the prize winning.
Jeez almighty.
If our, I mean,
even Bozo gave $100. A brand new crisp $100 bill in bucket number 9.
When they were still green. Yeah. So, Donna, you get first crack at this jackpot.
Hi, Donna. Good morning.
Donna?
Donna? Hey, I can't hear you very well.
Oh, okay.
I'm here, but I can't hear you very well.
Hi, Donna. So, do you have the name of the dog?
Hello.
And can you give us the name of Jay's mom and dad?
Do you know the name of the dog?
With whom he is the good son.
The dog is Duke.
The dog is Duke.
You
correct.
Got that.
You're correct.
Halfway
correct.
There. And for that extra.
I don't know your mom and dad.
Okay.
All right. That's perfectly
okay.
fine.
That's all right.
Perfectly
well,
fine.
That's okay. You're still a winner.
Well,
so
Donna,
stand by.
Donna,
just
next year the 14th.
Just mom and dad, I guess, okay?
Yeah, well, that works too. Yeah, but.
Well, Donna, here's the good news for you. January 14th falls on a Thursday next year, and you'll probably hear that same convoluted introduction. So write down the names.
Save it in the phone.
And I will hold this dollar for a year. I will make sure it doesn't get spent foolishly on a candy bar or some other crap.
It'll
in the vending
be
machine.
Worth $1.02 next year. Actually.
I will pay interest.
Yeah.
Not afraid.
Or 98 cents.
So you hang on.
All right, Donna, hang on, and he's going to get some information from you.
Now, if I can get the names from
the good son
callers,
from, yeah.
should I give
yeah.
them the dollar?
Well,
or am I really going?
Give it a shot and see yeah, if see, you want see, to.
All right, Katrina, would you like to win a dollar?
Hi, Katrina.
Hi, good morning. I never caught the parent's name. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. That's all right. That's all right, Katrina.
It's quite all right,
no
Katrina.
No problem.
But we appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
All right, and maybe Don R. knows.
Hey, Don.
Donner.
Hey.
The Don
listen, I heard you ask for Jay's parents' names, but I did not hear what they
what
were.
They were, okay.
That's perfectly
that's
fine.
That's all right.
That's
okay.
Perfectly
I don't think anybody. I don't think anybody did.
Well,
I don't hear well. I'm hearing impaired.
It was in the convoluted intro.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that's how I missed it.
And I asked for them before we even started.
Right, so, yeah. So they came up twice. Yeah. It's perfectly fine. Do not worry about
no
it.
No problem. We were just
I wasn't paying attention.
But remember, January 14th is a Thursday next year.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Okay. Hey, man. Thanks.
Hey, let's see who's on this leather line.
Hey, did you figure in for
News Talk? Is this?
For Leap Year? You did. You did too.
Yes, I
yeah,
did. Because it'll be 2 days
right.
down the road next
right,
year.
Right.
It means payday will be on a Friday, which means.
I think this has become a conundrum more than it's become a thing.
Well, all right, let's see if Brian has it.
Hey, what's up, Brian? Hi.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good.
What? His father's name was Jerry.
Jerry first is right. Do you know mom's name?
I can't remember. Was it Margaret?
Okay. All right. We're halfway there. We got Jerry.
I am so sorry. But
oh, well.
Good try, Brian. Yep. Thanks for the call.
Pat?
Hey, Pat.
Hi.
Hey. I think it's Jerry and Faye.
You
there
are
we
so
go.
Right.
Should I give him the dollar?
No. Y'all have a great day.
Got a winner.
Jerry and Faye Scott.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Have a good one.
All right.
There we go, Jerry and Faye.
Look at that. We got all the, look at the lines.
Wow.
So many people who now know my parents' names.
Isn't that cool?
I love it.
Thanks for calling, everybody.
Did you ever have a dog?
I did.
What was the dog's name?
Which one do you want to go with?
Well, pick
could be one. Next hour's conundrum.
Pick what?
Well, my first dog was named Duke, and I think that's a little too obvious since that was the name of the mayor.
Yeah.
So my other dog that I fondly remember was named Charlie.
Charlie.
I like that. Charlie. Yeah. That's a cool
named after... oh, God, that cartoon that made me cry all the time, yeah. All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yeah, it's a good name, Charlie Scott.
I never made it through that.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
it was
I know.
Fun little movie. I mean, Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise both doing the voices, and animation was fantastic, but oh, God.
I know. Just like the one last year, about this time last year.
741.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Looking at the radar in that area of rain, that big massive rain, and I posted it on my Facebook page, and you can also see it on our weather app, too, is sinking southward. I mean, the leading edge of the rain, you know, is coming into portions of Chilton County and north of Selma now, and it'll be sinking southward as the day goes on. Periods of showers and thunderstorms today. Locally heavy downpours. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Spring-like warmth continues. Mid-70s today, mid-60s tonight, upper 70s tomorrow with more scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Could get a little break in the action by about Thursday. I guess there could be an isolated leftover shower Thursday. We'll be in the 60s on Friday, dry, and then more showers and thunderstorms Saturday. Right now, this morning, we have, last time I checked the temperature, we're at 68 degrees. Very humid out there this morning with a south wind at 11 miles per hour at 743. So let's say you're walking out to the kitchen this morning, maybe to get some coffee. Maybe you want to start some coffee, and all of a sudden, when you get to the floor, splish, splash. Not good. Not good. Not what you expected. You got so much on your mind. So many things that have to be done today. Plumbing is not an issue you want to be dealing with. At Plumbing by Luke Wire, they are ready to take care of your problem 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call, because plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem. I love the fact that when I call them, they give me kind of a ballpark estimate of when they're going to be there. Then when they're on their way, they call me again, say they're on their way. Then when they diagnose the problem, sit down, say, here's what it is, this is what it's going to cost, and then they go fix it. And I also love the fact that I got that whole house plumbing inspection where they look for problems that are not problems yet, but are lurking and are about to become big problems, and that's great peace of mind, because they can fix it before it is a big problem. Plumbing by Luke Wire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Conundrum coming up later. In stupid news next hour, we'll find out about the 10 most stressful things in life and how that list shakes out and what was number one. And animal stories on the other side of this break. First, your local news.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. No arrests after a man was shot and killed in Montgomery over the weekend. Montgomery police say 32-year-old James McCord was found shot to death in his car in the 5900 block of Monticello Drive Sunday afternoon. Police are still investigating what may have led up to the shooting. Senator Clyde Chambliss of Prattville is pushing to repeal the state's 4% grocery tax in the upcoming legislative session. Right now, money from the tax is used to fund the state's education systems. He says he's researching how to replace the money generated from the tax. And the Montgomery County School Board is expected to vote on Life Academy's charter school proposal tonight. That vote will happen tonight at a special called meeting at MPS headquarters. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
A horse, a dog, and an update on that tortoise, all coming up in Animal Stories right now.
Mr. Sandman
is joining us. Hello, sir.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Rested.
Yes.
Rested.
On a wonderful
night. Well, I stayed up late last night.
Watching the game, didn't you?
Yeah, the Canadian curling champion.
Yeah.
Was there another game?
I forgot I watched that too, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a great game. So, yeah, SDC. I've got too much inventory. You know, I've sang this song before, and it's very true now. I have got more inventory than I need, a whole lot more. So I'm having a sale, and I just got through figuring out what I'm going to mark down. I've got about 30 mattress models, which is more than most stores carry, that are on closed out, so they're redesigning them or something, and I just need to get rid of what I've got. So prices are being cut tremendously. Some models are going to be as much as $1,000 off what they were, and they're in stock, they're ready to go, and they're limited to stock. So if you want a bargain on a really good mattress, these are not, you know, some flimsy old thing. These are some of the very best mattresses made anywhere. The Jameson latex models, they're redoing all of those. My Nafas, which have been the most popular, and the solid latex, fabulous mattresses. Prices are cut drastically on those. I've got a few queens and kings in those. I've got other great products. If you want super, super plush, I'm talking about sinking luxurious, it's a really thick mattress by Jameson. They're doing away with it, going to redo it, and it is, you know, price on it, I think I reduced it about $600 for the king set. Lots of other great products, some less expensive mattresses, some that were in the $699 range for the queen sets will now be in the $449, $399 range. So just a lot of really good mattresses at great prices. A lot of headboards and beds also, pillows. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. And we're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We have mattresses in stock. We have delivery available. We have financing available. So we'd love to help you.
All right. Goodbye and see Mr. Sandman and sleep better this year. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Right,
747. Will the Dow cross the magical 29,000 barrier today? We'll see. See anything on futures?
I have not looked at futures yet, but you got me wanting to look, so I'll check it out.
We're close to it again after a good day yesterday. Brett McDonald will join us around 5:10 this afternoon for whatever goes on in the markets today. Right now, here's Fox Business.
Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
JPMorgan Chase is reporting a stronger-than-expected quarter. The stock's up 1% on the bank's upbeat business. Delta's holiday quarter is also better than forecast. It's been picking up customers from other airlines that canceled flights because of the Boeing 737 MAX grounding. Delta doesn't fly the MAX jets. There is a sign those groundings could be ending within weeks. European discount airline Ryanair says it could receive its first deliveries of up to 10 new MAX planes from Boeing by April. The company previously said the planes wouldn't be delivered until October. Toyota is recalling nearly 700,000 cars, both Toyota and Lexus models, over a fuel pump issue that could cause cars to stall. The recall involves multiple models of cars and SUVs from the 2018 and 19 model years. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening in just days. Publishers Clearing House will award $5,000 a week forever. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. The $5,000 a week forever prize is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. So don't miss your last chance to win. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Hurry, award day is almost here. Go to PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Today's show is brought to you by Truck Stop Sushi. Feeling hungry? Feeling like taking a huge chance? Then try Truck Stop Sushi.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at wowway.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The Porch Creek Indians can bring Alabama $1 billion. Funding education. Better roads. Job growth. Without raising taxes. Don't let opportunity pass. This is your state. Your decision. Your moment. Don't settle for less. How can $1 billion shape our future? Speak up now at winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car?
Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosen with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. News Talk 93.1 FM. By the way, it's misting outside enough that it leaves like a film, or it's filming, partly filmy.
Probably enough to get the wipers going, huh?
Easily.
Yeah.
At 7:52, time for animal stories on News Talk. No help from the Wolfman.
Wolfman's off today.
We had bigger fish to fry. A Texas dog is recovering from surgery after an enthusiastic eating incident left it with a metal fork in its body.
Oh, no.
Carly Ott said she was sharing some pumpkin pie with her dog, a four-year-old bull mastiff boxer mix. That must be one big dog.
Yeah.
Here's the part I don't know. The dog is named Chemo.
Chemo?
Chemo.
Chemo.
Yeah. When the canine wolfed down the piece of pie and the fork Ott was holding, she took Chemo to the Big Thicket Veterinary Clinic. And they say in that part of Texas, Big Thicket is where you want to go.
Okay.
It's outside of Cleveland, Texas. Did you know there was a Cleveland in Texas?
There's Cleveland in a lot of states.
That's where an x-ray revealed the fork was traveling through the canine's digestive system. Veterinarians were worried the fork could cause internal injuries, so it was removed. Chemo is going to make a full recovery, barring infection from the procedure, but so far, so good. Maybe an advisory to not feed your dog anything on a fork, especially
a
larger
dog. And by the way, remind me to never name a dog Chemo.
Yeah, I don't want to get all judgmental on that when we're just hoping that Chemo continues to heal. All right, now we go to Oklahoma, where firefighters took an hour and a half but rescued a horse that fell into an old water well on its owner's property.
That's deep.
The Oklahoma City Fire Department said crews responded just before 2 last Tuesday to a property where a one-and-a-half-year-old horse named Ava... dog named Chemo and a horse named Ava had fallen into the old well. After a brief medical evaluation by the veterinarians and a quick assessment by the fire department personnel of what equipment would be needed to remove the horse, the team went to work. It took just an hour and a half, as well as some assistance from a neighbor with a backhoe, to bring Ava back to solid ground. And again, we have a tricky situation, but the horse survived with no apparent injuries.
Down a well.
Yeah. And we're going to go back to a story brought to you yesterday about the tortoise who's retired after having sired 800 sea turtles. And we're going to bring you the latest musical take on that story as soon as we put our tusk away.
I'm bringing tortoise back. Tortoise don't know how to act, so turn around and I'll just mount your back. Almost extinct, but now we're back on track.
Coming up the show,
Saddle Bay.
Actually, I like last year's better.
Yes. I've been really trying.
Hey, you know what? I'm in a generous mood today.
Oh, another dollar bill coming out of your wallet?
No, the same one.
Oh.
Same dollar. But instead of saving it for a year, because I don't know if I'll be alive next year at this time.
Oh, gosh. Stop.
And I would hate to kick the bucket and have everybody say, nobody's going to win that dollar.
Given, because that's what they're saying. Yeah. They go, right. Nobody's going to win that dollar, man.
Honey.
But we do have a conundrum coming up.
Right.
And it could involve animals. Now, I want you to listen to this, and you tell me what kind of creature you think it is.
Okay. Well, I happen to know what it is because I'm looking at the answer, but it sounds like a cat to me. I mean, it sounded like a cat to me.
Sounded like a dog to me. Doing its first little...
We've done this before with animal sounds, including the turtle. But, think about it. We don't have time right now. I mean, it's almost 8 o'clock, and we need to get to the traffic dungeon, and there's plenty more. But we just gave you a whole bunch of reasons to stay with us from 8 to 9, including this almost new $1 bill.
Keep flashing that around our face here like that.
757.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-85 southbound at the Millbrook on-ramp 143. We've got an accident there, several cars involved. To quote Jerry Howell, that's all it takes for a slowdown, and he's right. They're backed up almost to Cops Ford Road. Slow traffic by there. I-85 into the city, we have slowdowns at Chantilly Parkway, at Perry Hill, up to Ann Street. No issues at the interchange. We've got a very busy boulevard right now with congestion on the Northeast Boulevard and on East Boulevard on both sides of I-85. A lot of inbound traffic on Troy Highway, 231 from Wetumpka, 31 from Prattville. And we have an accident 1500 block of Carmichael. That's right up from Perry Hill Road in Montgomery. Use caution there as emergency units make their run. Bring your tax refund to Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot. That's Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's gonna be great. And that means everything, your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I shall require every second Tuesday off.
Tuesday doesn't really work for me.
Any Tuesday.
You wouldn't even say today's Tuesday unless you looked at the calendar.
Don't be an idiot.
Are you an idiot? Or do you just think I am?
Everyone's got a mortgage to pay.
We're going
to
break down. I got to fire a call screener.
Here we go!
And